This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The big snowstorm that's expected to dump heavy snow across much of the nation is forcing some airlines to cancel flights and prompting officials to warn drivers in many places to stay off the roads. Millions of Americans are in the path of heavy snow and freezing rain. The AP's Jackie Quinn with Who's Getting What.
The National Weather Service says 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected by Thursday morning in parts of the Rockies and Midwest, while heavy ice is likely from Texas through the Ohio Valley. For today and Thursday, the Weather Service says 8 to 14 inches of snow is possible in parts of Michigan. That includes Detroit, where the mayor activated snow emergency routes. And city crews are expected to work 12-hour shifts, salting and plowing major roads.
A gunman shot and killed a campus police officer and a safety officer, too, at Bridgewater College in Virginia yesterday, prompting a campus lockdown and search before a suspect was caught. No details yet about a possible motive. Children as young as 6 months old could start getting Pfizer's COVID vaccine as soon as March if regulators approve Pfizer's request. The AP's Jennifer King.
The FDA says it will convene a panel of independent researchers and doctors to help review the data. The CDC would also have to sign off. Many parents have been pushing for the expansion. Early Pfizer data has shown that the vaccine, with just 1/10 of the dose given to adults, is safe and does produce an immune response. But research found it was less effective for ages 2 to 5. So Pfizer added a third dose to the testing in hopes of improving protection. An insider says the Food and Drug Administration's been pushing Pfizer to file its application for the two-dose regimen to enable shots to start sooner and then come back once it has the full data regarding a third dose.
More than 30 new COVID cases are being detected daily ahead of the Beijing Olympics, but organizers say they're not worried. They say they expect numbers to drop within days. This is AP News. A former UCLA lecturer is in custody after allegedly threatening a mass attack.
Police say Matthew Harris emails to his former UCLA students early Sunday morning contained links to both an 800-page manifesto and videos he made depicting and threatening violence. The campus police tracked Harris to Boulder, Colorado. Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold on Denver 7.
Upon reviewing parts of the manifesto, we identified thousands of references to violence, stating things such as killing, death, murder, shootings, bombs.
A year ago, Harris emailed his mother and threatened to hunt and shoot a University of California Irvine philosophy professor. She notified the woman, who took out a restraining order against him. Police say it was likely that order that prevented Harris from buying a handgun last November. He was arrested Tuesday morning following a standoff at his apartment complex. I'm Tim McGuire.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.